radio junkie. This is why I got into it. And it is what it is. And we have to sift through a lot of layers of feces on a daily basis to try to find truth. And it's hard.
Yeah, well, thanks for your input, and let me get out there because I'm sure you get a lot of important information to put out and other callers. But all I have to say is keep up the great work, and you need like a 3-hour show, like 5 days a week, you know, to to really, you know, dig into the minutia of geopolitics. So thank you very much for taking my calls, and keep up the great work. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate those are words of encouragement, man, and it's nice to get those from time to time. Let's take Zap from the chat. We got Zap.
Yeah, Washington State Zap. Hey, how's your
evening? What's up, man?
Great show, man. I always love the end of the week wrap up with Revolt, man. But yeah, I can't. The reason I called is I keep hearing this AJ name, and it just drives me nuts. And I want to start. I make a motion, if I may, to not call him by that name anymore. I hate his name. I think it's a strange name, and frankly, I think he's Bill Hicks. But
Hold on. Me and my buddies have dug into that narrative, off the air in conversations, okay. And I've looked into that. It's quite fascinating, but I'm on the fence. Go ahead.
Right. And like I said, I'm willing to compromise. And here's my compromise. Instead of calling him that, let's call it what it is. It's the Bill Hicks fantasy, because the rhetoric that he uses is 1-to-1. Listen to Bill Hicks and listen to the way Alex carries himself and makes his sale, and it's the same, is it not? That's my proposal. We call it the Bill Hicks Fantasy from now. No longer Alex Jones. It's now the Bill Hicks Fantasy Show.
Well, I mean, look, when you watch old Bill Hicks vids, when you watch his old comedy routines, the dude was, a trip. And so whatever manifestation we're watching as far as the guy down
here. Right.
I mean, it's still a trip. And I'll tell you what. The brain that's inside that individual, whether he's Bill Hicks or not, is I just got to say that it's very Rain Man level. It's good stuff.
Yes. It's perspective, man. It's all about. I love perspective, and it's about the way he's looked at things and the way, like, look at the way this is happening. Can't you see it? It's right there. Just like I agree with Michael Herzog, and I still haven't called in and said, Michael, you're not alone. When I watch TV, I want to pull my hair out because I can see everything they're doing. I see like the little kid in the candy store look after they tell the joke. After they put out the line, it's always, that's the hot one today. I said it. I get the bonus. You know what I mean?
I can't even expose myself to television unless... unless I'm just like at somebody's house or like I'm at a family member. Like today I was at it was Father's Day. I watched some of the U.S. Open golf. But as far as like, you know, sitting down to watch news or anything like, I just don't do it. I'm overloaded as
well,
it is.
I'm subject to it when I go other places and there's a TV on, you know.
But I'm like a talk radio. I'm a talk radio junkie. I listen to listen to RBN and a few other networks, and I try to keep it like that. And you know, I listen to these Jewish guys like Levin sometimes at night when I'm driving home, just to hear what he's saying. Or I'll put on Savage, or just to hear what they're doing to people's minds. You understand what I'm saying? I'll listen to them, but it's like. They're good on like so many different issues, but then you'll hear them when it's like this, for instance, Levin, he talks against Trump like on an infrastructure project here in the United States. Oh, that's unconstitutional. But he's all for the foreign aid going straight to the Israelis. Wait, how's that constitutional to send our money over there? But yet we can't even build some roads here. You see what I'm saying? I like finding
we're purposely destroyed. I'm a 9/11/65 baby, and for all my life we've been going backwards. Basically, ever since they
Pumpkin Kennedy, unfortunately, H.W. Bush and the CIA and that whole thing, and it's been the same people. Come on.
Yes. And
if you go by the definition of insanity, you know, we're completely insane, and it's not that, not what's going on right now. It's all it's all in the rhetoric. It's just, and the reason I say that about Alex, and I back at the day I used to like, you know, gleaning some information, but I was, at that point, I was digging deep into Jordan Maxwell and blah blah, and was a LaRusci for 20 years, and it all kind of, I mean, I've been doing this since the '90s, and it's just blatantly obvious to me. Early on, I started calling these people that are being highly affected by the propaganda machine, being cranked way beyond Goebbels' wildest dreams, or I call them the stringers, just to make it simple. You know, the pussy hat wearing ones, all the way to the Republican ones that think we're Trump's God, and he's going to. My neighbor who watches Fox. Nuts, just like my friend Stan Littman. Oh, by the way, I should plug him. He's running for King County Executive in Seattle, Washington, against Dal Constantine. And 15 years ago, Stan was running, trying to put in high-speed rail, and his whole platform for over 20 years already has been vaccine damage. And, you know, he's a prophet ahead of his time, and he's forced to go. He's been in China, of all places, for the last 4 years, and last year Egypt, teaching physics, because he couldn't really hold a job here, because in 86 he wrote the definitive, published a paper in the scientific journal that said global warming is a hoax, and, you know, and basically got run out of there.
Let me ask you this, since you're a guy that's been around the block, you've been in this for some time. Now, I started to come out of my programming right around Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, all
that.
Big
one for him.
Yeah. So Waco really started to pull me out. Yeah. I was just getting out of the military right then. And so I started to see all this Elian Gonzalez and all that weird shit during the Clinton time. I started to really see things. But let me ask you this. With Trump, is this just theater? What with the assassination rhetoric?
The whole thing.
So Trump,
and there's a whole big world out there that really isn't affected at all by this. You know, the United States is third world. Face it, people, we're in the dumps. You know, they look at places like Detroit. I mean, my God, it's exceeding the worst nightmare of what they pictured as the third world when I was a kid. You know, when they had military people in the streets and like, oh my God, don't be afraid. Look at what could have, you know, what's like in the rest of the world. Aren't you lucky you're an American? Well, that's here now. And, you know, they destroyed houses and the, you know, everything. It's beyond. It's,
hey, let me ask you this. Now, what would have to happen in your periphery, in your, what you're paying attention to, for you to think holy cow, Trump is trying to turn this around? What would have to happen?
Well, I don't know that it necessarily, whether it matters or not, because what he did was broke the back, you know, because to me, just him being a human being or being real, being human, being using your heart and actually having, you know, blood pumping through your veins with love, like everybody does, except, you know, the select few Satan, you know, that basically have been running since, you know, they pumpkin Kennedy. They've been using all that witchcraft and whatever, you know, back to Alex or Huxley, if you will. Same stuff, you know. I mean, they stop at nothing. I mean, they basically beg for the power and the money, and it will stop at nothing to get it, you know, and who they worship, that's what they want. I mean, it's all... You know what I mean? It just needs to be exposed. And by Trump just being human, to me, it's shedding light on it. And both Dan and I fully agree that it's the death of socialism, this whole communist, you know, the ones that run the colleges now that were the Weather Underground guy and whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers. It morphed into the, you know, the communist thing that you know, I forget who did the show on the correlation between McCarthyism and, you know, and it's like, wow, that's huge. That, what a great view. That was beautiful, you know, because it was, you know, he was saying, look, here it is, people. And that's how this whole thing came to manifest as far as it has. They just keep pushing the envelope. And I think these envelopes, they don't, you know, it's just anything goes anymore.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm out in the sticks, and I'm 100 miles from, you know, like any big city and whatever, and out in the middle of nowhere. And
that's where you need to be. A lot of people envy you right now because I'm serious. So a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people in the prepper community that have been telling people get GTFO of the cities.
And so, yeah, well, I don't know what's going to happen. So, but here's the hope that within every one of us, if we breathe in, when we breathe in, we can fill that breath with love. And when we put it back out, we give. It doesn't matter what you give, but that is walking in the footsteps of God. And if I agree with Clint, I thought it was beautiful what he said the other day, that according to the way he interprets the Bible and all the research he did, God is existence. Well, there it is, people. You and every one of us, I am God, you are God, we're all God if we so choose to be. If we choose to take that higher road, that discipline, that, you know, look at all the books through history that are influential, every one of them say the same thing. Here's the higher road, here's the road. You know, where do you want to be? Walk in the footsteps of God and we have a utopia because everybody honors the natural law principles, you know, like Mark Passio so eloquently puts out. You know, it's all there. It's, you know, we just need to come to realize that we have that choice and that discernment. And that's, to me, the biggest word. We have most people lost all discernment. Why? Because judgment's been totally assassinated by the PC movement, which is the feminist movement hijacked, which is, you know, all the same crap. It's agenda 21. It's, you know, it's all there. It's, we just need to accept that it is and move forward and quit feeding the rhetoric is the way I see it, frankly, Robert. I'm glad I had a moment to actually expound on this network because, to me, this is the only sanity in this world is small places like RBN, Rent, and others you mentioned, and some hosts on GCN, you know, and even the Bill Hicks fantasy for ramping it up.
All right, man.
You see, I compromise.
Hey, it's all good, buddy.
They don't need to have my way.
All right, well, hey, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you called in, man. So, but let me jump and get to some of this stuff, and I'm going to cut the program, all right? Thanks, man. All right, so let's get to this real quick. Mr. Producer, get clip 22 ready. This is a guy on YouTube, Enter the Stars. Now, this guy does the esoteric discoveries and numerology. I mean, he gets into ley lines. He gets into all the crap. But this one's interesting. So the last, let me set this up. The last episode of The Bionic Woman, guess when it was? 9/11 of 79, okay? 22 years before 9/11/01. Okay, so 22, that's the spinoff number of 11 times 2. But 9/11/79, the last Wonder Woman episode, okay? And it mentions some interesting stuff. Hit clip 22.
This episode, the last episode of Wonder Woman TV show, aired on 9/11. I told you that sound brought down the Twin Towers.
This is made of the same alloy as the Superloop at Fun Universe. It's solid steel, Mr. F. Feel it.
Indeed it is.
Now, watch.
Listen.
This device, when activated, sets up a specific pattern of ultrasonic vibrations. Observe.
Listen.
Even as we talk, the molecular structure of this solid piece of steel is being rearranged, creating what is known as metal fatigue.
Are you starting to hear the truth? This episode is packed with Pizzagate, 9/11 references, airing on 9/11. 22 years before the event in 1979. 79 is the 22nd prime number.
Wow.
Nothing appears to be happening. Oh, that's the beauty of it. Oh, I like it. I like it, Mr. Pierce.
Oh, you like this part even better, Mr. F.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. Very wild. Now, if you get into Christopher Bolin's work, Solving 9/11, The Deception That Ruled, That Changed the World, you'll get into the history of how this thing seemed to have been planned decades and decades in advance, with Isser Harel, the head of the Mossad from the 1960s and 70s, talking about those buildings going to go down and all kinds of weird things. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 21 ready, and we're going to finish out the show in a minute. Get clip 21. This is the Navy destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald. Let's go ahead and hit that.
Navy warship, the USS Fitzgerald. We have some photos of it underway some time ago to show. Apparently collided with a merchant ship off the coast of Japan, according to the U.S. Navy. Here is what is so concerning at this hour. The U.S. Navy confirming that the ship is now has taken on some water. The ship is listing. The Japanese Coast Guard is on scene rendering assistance. The U.S. Navy says that there are some U.S. Navy personnel who are injured. They are trying to determine that. We're getting some new pictures in, I believe.
Now, what freaks me out is the USS Fitzgerald gets in a wreck. All the assassination rhetoric with Donald Trump. What was John F. Kennedy's middle name, folks? Fitzgerald. So this U.S. destroyer, the Fitzgerald, gets in a wreck right when at the peak Donald Trump assassination rhetoric is going down. Very crazy. Let's see here. Let's get clip 17 queued up. This is the insanity of the nation of Canada under Justin Trudeau. Okay? Go ahead and hit 17.
First things first. Canada, what's going on? What is going on in Canada? Canadians to face hate crime charges, prison for anti-transgender speech. This is not a joke. I mean, we've reported on so many things that have taken place in Canada lately. Let me read you the report on it from the Christian Post. Canada's Senate has passed a law against the use of wrong gender pronouns, which critics say would allow authorities to charge those who deny gender theory with hate crimes, leading to imprisonment, fines, or anti-bias training. So if, I mean, just hold on, moment of what in the world just took place. Let's think about this. If I walked up to a woman and said, Mrs. or Miss, I could be thrown in jail or face a hate crime? I mean, that's pretty much what this is, right? Canada's Senate has passed a law against the use of wrong gender pronouns.
Okay, you can stop that one there. This is, they're even talking about taking children from parents in Canada, folks. If they tell their kids that somehow being a transgendered, let's say, is against God's will or it's against the natural order of things, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, all these Christian bashers, people that want to talk smack. I can go back to 20 years ago watching Bible prophecy people, and they predicted all of this. Okay, now they said that it was going to happen sooner than it did, but now we're witnessing basically the predictions of many kind of eschatology Bible prophecy people that said, look, they're going to come after Christians that do not want to conform to the new gay, LGBTQI, AA, whatever thing they got going on now. Let's see here. Let's get clip 24 queued up, Mr. Producer. This is about the vice president. And this is very interesting, and this might just be innocuous. You don't know, but let's roll 24.
Washington, D.C. soap opera continues. This just in, Mike Pence lawyering up. Jack Davis, Western Journalism, reports that the vice president, Mike Pence, has hired an outside counsel to represent him in the various investigations of alleged Russian interference in the 2016 elections. They write here, oh, and the Russian connections to the Trump campaign and the transition team. They report here Pence has hired Richard Cullen, a former federal prosecutor who served as the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia. President Donald Trump has also retained outside counsel to represent him in all matters concerning Russia. They say it here that a Pence aide told Fox News that the announcement was not related to recent activity in the investigation headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but was part of a process that took several weeks.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there.
I can confirm.
So Mr. Pence gets a guy named Cohen, and I saw Jay Sekulow, another Jewish guy who's big in the kind of Pat Robertson, Trinity Broadcasting, American Center for Law and Justice World, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, S-E-K-U-L-O-W. Now, I think he's on one of President Trump's attorneys. Very fascinating. The battle of kosher attorneys. Very interesting. Now, I'm going to finish the show with this one. Okay. Mr. Producer, get clip 18 ready. This is Wayne Ivey, the sheriff of Brevard County, Florida. Okay, now, John F. Kennedy Space Center, the Space Coast, this is all his county. This has been making its rounds. I had this queued up last week. I just didn't get to it. I went over last week like I just did tonight, and I want to thank the producer, Ken. Everybody thank him for letting me go over. He has been warning people, you know, with all these shootings, with all this stuff, this is making its way around in the alternative media. I had it last week. I just couldn't get to it and play it. But this is Wayne Ivey, the Brevard County, Florida. And let's just say some of these sheriffs know probably things that are coming our way that we might not. Let's hit clip 18.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and you're on scene with the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Like each of you, I am sickened and deeply concerned about the cowardly attacks that are taking place around the world. Attacks where defenseless citizens are being murdered and critically injured. Terrorists and active shooters are using every weapon available to target citizens. Guns, knives, trucks, hammers, and even explosives have all become the weapon of choice for murderers who only have one goal, killing innocent and law-abiding citizens. It seems that almost every day we hear of another attack taking place at a concert, tourist destination, church, business, or anywhere else in the world where they can strike fear in the hearts of citizens. Folks, now more than ever is the time for our citizens to be prepared to serve as the first line of defense, not only for them, but for their families when the attack happens. And let me be perfectly clear, doing nothing or just hoping it won't happen to you is not going to save your life. For those who think that it can't or won't happen here, trust me when I tell you that it's already happening all around us. And the only thing left to question is when and where it will happen again and how many more innocent lives will be lost. As everyone knows, I am probably one of the most politically incorrect sheriffs in the country. And to be honest, I'm good with that. What I'm not good with is sitting back waiting on the emergency to happen. Or even worse, sitting back and saying, it won't happen here or it won't happen to me. Preparing Americans to protect themselves is a conversation we need to have right now. And giving our citizens the ability to survive a violent attack is not only politically correct, it's the absolute best way we can help protect those we took an oath to protect. Yesterday, I saw a news story where in other parts of the world, they are telling citizens that they are attacked to run, hide, and tell. Really? Coaching citizens that the best way to save their life and the life of a family member, coworker, or friend is to run, hide, and tell? What's next? Ask you to run, hide, and then draw a line in the sand while daring the cold-blooded murderer to cross it? Not here. In my book, What's Next is to fully understand that this is war, and you better be prepared to wage war to protect you, your family, and those around you if attacked. I am firmly convinced that as Americans, we can no longer sit back and pray the fight isn't brought to us. Instead, we have to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, prepared and ready to issue an immediate and directed response when the attack happens. Terrorists and active shooters know that our citizens have been coached to run and hide and then patiently await help. In fact, they count on it so they can strategically target as many citizens as possible. What they don't count on is being attacked themselves, having to become defensive to save their own lives. No matter who you are, what your position is on guns, there is no denying the fact that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun or a knife is an armed and well-prepared citizen or law enforcement officer. There is no doubt that as soon as 911 is called, law enforcement is on the way. However, until they arrive, it's up to you and those with you to neutralize or eliminate the threat. You have to make a decision right now, right this moment, to be prepared to save your life and those you love when the attack happens. Sun Tzu says in The Art of War that every battle is won or lost before it's ever fought. As a society and a community, we can no longer afford to wait for the attack to happen and then develop our survival strategy. We have to fight this battle on the front end by preparing ourselves to fully respond against the attackers when the time comes. As sheriff, I encourage you to be prepared to protect yourself and develop your survival strategy right now. If you have a concealed carry permit, then carry your gun with you at all times possible. It's not doing you any good at the house or in the car when the attack happens. Remember, if you have chosen a gun to protect yourself in the event of a violent attack, then you need to practice on a regular basis. I invite you to take our class, Self-Defense Through Tactical Shooting and Decision Making, where you will receive expert training from our Brevard County Sheriff's Office firearms instructors who teach our deputies how to be tactically prepared for any type of attack. If you don't have a concealed carry permit or are not someone who is comfortable using a firearm to protect yourself, then please consider some type of intermediate weapon, such as a taser or what we now call environmental arming, using items in your immediate surrounding area as weapons, items such as a knife, chair, or a fire extinguisher. I would also encourage you to visit our website and watch the 4 A's of Survival. This 7-minute video discusses the importance of awareness, essentially knowing your surroundings.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. What a great sheriff. I mean, even though we know a lot of this is, you know, like some of the research that Jeff was talking about, the false constructs, the straw man, the corporate personhood, the admiralty law, the UCC, all this garbage, the Bar Association. But to still have guys like that that are willing to run their mouth and be politically incorrect, and he's going to be targeted, folks. You know he is, by the Bloombergs and the goofball commies. They're going to target that sheriff. His name's Wayne Ivey. Send him some love down there in Brevard County, Florida. You don't hear a lot of sheriffs talking like that. And I was going to play a clip. There's a big storm that might go across the Yucatan. Okay, and it might turn into something that's going to hit the New Orleans area. Keep your eyes out on that. Mr. Producer, before we bounce, we got to play this one. Hit clip 5. This is about King Salman of Saudi Arabia. We'll finish with that. Even though the sheriff was a good place to end, I wanted to get this one out here. You know what? Let's not do that. I'll save that for next week. It's getting at the bottom of the hour, and I don't want to hold up things too much more. But I want to thank the producer, Ken. I want to thank all the listeners, all the callers tonight. Appreciate everybody listening. You know, it's tough to put a show together, you know, 3.5 hours. But I appreciate that people are out there listening. And so hopefully we'll be here next week and we can do another show and, you know, get ready. Whatever's coming our way, it might blow over. It looks like there's a lot of freaking skullduggery and machinations going on here. And so everybody be ready for the unexpected. It's Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mr. Producer, go ahead and take us out. We'll be right back.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
program. So when someone goes to the archives, we don't hear saying, "This is Hisham Talawi live."
I say that every time I talk, and if somebody wants to know if this one is live, all they have to do is listen to what I talk about, because I always talk about things that happened that week. So when we're talking about the London Bridge, but I do appreciate the advice, though, I will definitely start, I guess I will start saying the date, even though I don't really think it's necessary, because we're talking about what happened last night on the London Bridge, but it's a good. So, what do you think, Wes?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that it was another false flag, but I wanted to bring something else to attention. I'm looking at you give the impression that all Muslims are lawyers and doctors. I'm looking at the countries in the world that have the largest percentage of their population Muslim, and they're all 100 or 150th rating on the United Nations Human Development. One of the highest countries actually is Saudi Arabia, and they, 10 or 12 years ago, they passed the law against violence against women. I guess it was legal before then, huh? Hello?
What?
Saudi Arabia.
I mean, are you, is that like your tone of voice, or are you crying?
I'm laughing.
That was a laugh. Well, you know what? You fooled me. Okay, Saudi Arabia. What did they do?
10 or 12 years ago, it's one of the highest rated. It's like 38th on the human development, all the countries in the world. That is one of the very highest. It's 97% Muslim. And 10 or 12 years ago, they passed a law like violence against women is against the law, their law, suddenly. Just 10 years ago.
Before that,
it was...
Yeah, but hold on. I don't really know exactly what law you're talking about, but violence against women in Islam was established 1,400 years ago. Women's rights? Do you know when women's rights were established here in the United States? Do you know when women can actually be their own person right here in the United States? You need to go and study that. But... in Muslim, I don't want to say Muslim countries, you know, because I don't care about Muslim countries. Muslim countries are political regimes. That's all they are. When you want to talk to me about Islam, talk to me about Islam, not about a Muslim country. What Islam says and what a Muslim country does, that's two different things. So Islam had, from the beginning, 1,400 years ago, over 1,400 years ago, said men and women are equal. They are equal in responsibilities and in rewards. So, I don't know. You know, you always call to try, always your calls are trying to demonize people. And, you know, you need to be more, I guess, intelligent than that. I want you to really read more instead of just concentrating on hateful things to say. I don't know, Wes. Go ahead. I'll give you time to talk.
Percentage of Muslims in jail? In the prisons?
Where?
What percentage?
Where?
Well, in
Where?
America, I guess.
In America, it's the lowest. In America, it's the lowest. As a matter of fact, no. You know what? I don't know what the population of. People in jail here in the United States. Maybe someone in our chat room can actually look that up very quick before the end of the program. If you're saying 20% are Muslims, well, then you probably have about 100 million Muslim people in the United States. No, you're wrong on that one. I guarantee you are wrong on that one. No, they're not. And let me tell you something about Muslims in jail in America. There is a group of Muslims in America, which basically come from the slums of America, and with all the ill social diseases that come with the slums in America, with drugs and whatever happens in the slums of America. Now, if you want to talk about Muslims who are in jail, who actually either were born here to a Muslim family or came from a Muslim country, that is the lowest. That is the lowest. And when I say lawyers and attorneys and engineers, yes, sir, you go see in the United States the number of people who are Muslims and look at what they do. You will be shocked and surprised to find out that they have the highest college professors, the highest medical doctors in numbers, the highest engineers. And but you don't want to look at this bright side. You always want to look at the bad side. And even if there is 20%, which I do not believe that, you know, I think you are absolutely lying or you just made it up. But I want to see if anyone in the chat room who looked that up, it looks like no one did. But you know what? People want me to really ignore you. And I've heard this from many people, Wes. They're like on my back for taking calls like yours. What do you think about that?
Well, I think
they don't want me to take. You are annoying them. They don't want me to take your calls, but I do take your calls because I want to take everybody's calls.
Oh, I don't want to live in a country like Sudan with 97% Muslims rated 165. I don't want to live in a country like Yemen, 168.
Listen. Believe me, and even Sudanese and Yemenis don't want to live in a country like that. Now, the question is, why do they live in a country like that?
Yeah.
Ask Uncle Sam that question. Yemen used to be one of the best countries to live in. Now they can't even feed their people. Sudan was the cradle of vegetation in the world. Fruits and vegetables, and now they can't even feed their people. Why? Because the Anglo-Saxon man went there and destroyed all that. You really want to know that? Oh, you don't know. You don't know who destroyed Iraq, right? It was the Iraqis. Iraq was one of the most technological countries in that region. Iraq had self-sufficiency in everything. Everything. Who went in there and destroyed it? George Bush. I think that's a white guy. Wasn't it? Why?
Hello?
Why? Yeah, you can't talk. Why did he go in there? And destroyed a Muslim country, and now you can say, oh, they are the 165. Who went into Yemen and destroyed it?
USA is no longer controlled by the white Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, so why you want to live in it if it's not controlled? It's a bad policy. They're bad people controlling it. Why in the world are you living here, Wes? Why don't you go to... Where did you come from? Where your ancestors come from?
I was born in Reno.
I know, but like, where did they come from? Like, your ancestors, where did they come from?
England, Germany on my father's side, France on my mother's side.
Okay, well, I mean, go to one of those countries.
Yeah, well, they're being overrun by Muslims, too. I see that France, wow, I can't believe it. It says 70% of the people in prison in France are Muslim. That's what I see here. That's even
hey, for me. You need to get off that website. All right, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank. Oh, Frank, hold on. We'll be right back. I did not realize we were taking a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We only have a few minutes left, but before I go to Frank, I want to tell Wes something that, by the way, many people do convert to Islam in jail. So maybe because when people in jail, they have plenty of time on their hands, they either get somebody to explain to them what Islam is, or they probably start reading about it. But that is a known fact that a lot of Americans in jail, they go in as whatever they are, and they do come back as out as Muslims. So now, if these people converted in prison, well, I don't know. So, anyway, let's go to Frank now. Frank.
Yes, Doctor. I was recalling when I was reading Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, and there was one part in there that really got my attention. He said, don't ever be home on holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, that type of thing, because that's when the roundups, that's when they're going to come get you. And I just remember for years and years and years sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table and whatnot, I remember thinking, well, you know, if I had followed his advice, I would have missed out on a lot of really good meals.
That's a good
and,
one.
I don't dismiss, you know, all the UFO stuff that he put in there, but I also don't take it at face value. In fact, I only made it about maybe halfway, two-thirds of the way through the book, and I said, you know what, this is a bunch of bunk. You can't prove any of this. And I just blew it off, and I couldn't understand why people worship the guy so much. And, you know, I understand he was a real hothead, and, you know, I'm familiar with that. I have a bit of a temper.
You know,
myself.
Frank, people do get hypnotized. It's not just, you know, sitting in front of some guy waving a pendulum in front of you that you get hypnotized. People get hypnotized by the word. And that's unfortunately what we have here. Hypnotized people who follow these people or even follow the media.
One last thing real quick. Somebody told me, I think it was Robert Rabel, who's a host on RBN. Might have been him, somebody. They said, well, you know, Frank, you know, before he died, he actually put something out. I don't know if it was a video or what, taking all of that back, saying that that wasn't true, what he put in his book about the UFOs or whatnot. I don't know if you know anything about that or not.
I don't really follow these people. I'm not into UFOs and any of that. But I that reminds me of what Lennon said on his deathbed when they asked him that if you think that there is a God, and his answer was, why would I oppose that idea then, or something to that nature, as if why would I be against something that does not exist? And people took that answer to be that he actually believed in God. Anyway, thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. And you know, we unfortunately we are out of time, and but we try to be as truthful as we could without crossing the line. And that's my take on the London Bridge attack. That's all we have for you today. Go do the right thing. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.